As you're looking at your diagram that is labeled the forces acting across capillary walls, let's talk about the two types of pressure that are going to be causing plasma to leave the capillaries or to return to the capillaries, depending on the location within the capillary itself. The first pressure is called filtration pressure, and this is a hydrostatic pressure. It's caused by the beating of the heart. And what it does is it draws fluids out of the capillaries and into the interstitial fluids. Now, this is going to take place on the artery side of the capillary. So think of capillaries as being connecting points between arteries and veins. And so on the part of the capillary that's closest to the artery, there's still some pressure from the heart, that hydrostatic pressure caused by the beating of the heart. And that causes what we call filtration pressure, which pushes fluids from the plasma out into the interstitial fluid. And this is beneficial, of course, to the tissues because if you think about what's dissolved in that fluid, there is oxygen dissolved in that fluid, there are nutrients dissolved in that fluid, electrolytes, all of the things that the cells require for their metabolism. And so by pushing that fluid out of the capillaries and sort of surrounding the cells with that fluid as it turns into interstitial fluid, it allows the cells to harvest up the oxygen and the nutrients and so on, electrolytes that they may need. Now, as water is pushed out of the capillaries, the more water you push out, the more concentrated the plasma that remains becomes. Because remember, those large dissolved proteins can't leave with the plasma fluid to become interstitial fluid. They stay within the capillaries. So as you move along the capillary towards the veins, the plasma becomes more and more concentrated. And you can think of it as causing an osmotic pressure or a negative filtration pressure, which draws fluid back from the interstitial fluid back into the plasma. So sometimes we call this a negative filtration pressure. Sometimes it's also referred to as osmotic pressure. It is an osmotic pressure. It's caused by the principles of osmosis, which you studied in cellular biology or in general biology. And this is always going to take place. This pressure will usually, or excuse me, will always take place near the veins. And so it's going to cause the reabsorption of that interstitial, some of the fluids that had moved out into the interstitial fluid that will be reabsorbed back into the capillaries and become part of the plasma. And this is important because if all the fluid that was filtered out near the arteries remained as interstitial fluid, we would quickly lose blood volume. And we would experience edema or swelling because so much fluid would end up in the interstitial fluid as opposed to in the bloodstream.